hey there, I do not need 100 friends, and I'm going to explain to you what I mean by that right now in this show. Hey there, welcome back to Microdose You. I'm Dr. Dave, and in this show, we talk about all things microdose, magic mushrooms, how to improve your life through microdosing psychedelics, and how to take care of things like depression and PTSD and anxiety, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, I've been thinking about this for a while, and I want to know how many friends you really have. I don't have a lot of friends, but don't feel sorry for me, because there are a lot of people I hang out with a lot, and I have good times with these people. But when I say a friend, I mean a true friend, a friend that you could call at 3 a.m. if you have a problem, and that person will listen to you without any kind of judgment and help you out in any way that person can. That is the type of friend I'm talking about. We all need one of those. And I'm also not referring to a spouse, a husband, a wife, a significant other. I'm talking about somebody that outside of your everyday relationship, that one person, all you need is one, that you can say anything to. And I mean anything, your deepest, darkest secrets. And you will get advice, and you will not get weird looks. You will not get shunned. I'm talking about that person. Do you have one? I hope you do. I do. I've had one, and this person has been, I say, in my life and my best friend for, let's just say, a long, long time. And I know this person was responsible for helping me get through my terrible 2 to 3 years that I just experienced before I actually got into magic mushrooms and microdosing. And I went through a lot of depression and anxiety and crazy stuff with work and just all kinds of stuff that really, and even back when I was getting divorced from my first marriage, this person was always with me, and I could confide, and I would always get, I would always have somebody to lean on. Yeah, we all have friends. We all have a certain number of friends, but the type of friends that we just kind of go to the park with, or go to a movie with, or go out to eat, they're not always, sometimes they can be, but they're not always the type of friend that you need that can seriously, and I mean seriously, help you through things that are going on in your life. And again, I say without any judgment, without any jealousy. This is somebody that you can talk about a great achievement that you've had, something that really went great in your life, and that person is never jealous and never tries to compete with you in any way, and is always there to support you and help you and encourage you and root you on and want you to do better and better and better. There are not many people like that. I remember from my first marriage, we had a lot of friends. Our social calendar was always booked, and anybody looking from the outside would think, wow, they've got so many good friends, and they're so popular, and they're always doing something, and they're always traveling and going to the movies and restaurants and events and social gatherings. Guess what? I was lonely because these friends were bullshit friends. And I found out, I never realized it, but I found out after a really tough event took place in my life, and that was a divorce. And these friends scurried faster than the fastest mice you would ever see on this planet. I mean, they scurried all over the place, but away from me. And I don't think any of them even ever for a second sat down and said, David, are you okay? Are you doing all right? Tell me what happened. No, because it wouldn't look good. It wouldn't look good to them. And they were just out of there like a flash. And so I realized after 20 some years, I realized those type of friends are the friends, they're not friends. They're acquaintances that look good. And you don't need people like that. I would rather do stuff by myself every single day, or do stuff with my wife every single day, then have a friend like that. That is a bullshit friend, and who needs that stuff? I really want deep, intimate relationship where you can share anything, again, unjudged, without any jealousy, competition, or anything whatsoever. I have that friend, and I'm really, really thankful that I have that friend, and I wouldn't trade anything in the world for that friend. And I want to know, do you have a friend like that? Do you have somebody that you can lean on? Because it's going to really be important. You're listening to this channel, or you're watching this channel, because chances are you have something going on in your life that has brought you to me. You want to learn more about microdosing, and that's fine. We talk about that on most videos. But a lot of times there's things we need to talk about to help you do the work that microdosing is going to assist you with and help you with, but you need to do other things to help you in your life. And having a really, really special person in your life, a friend, is very, uber, super important. And I want to urge you to have that person. So if you don't think, if you have that person, you know it. And I'm talking about absolute 100%. I'm not talking about a 90% friend. I'm talking about a 100% friend. But I want you to write down in the comments, if you have that type of friend, how many you have. One is totally acceptable. You don't need more than one. But if you have zero, if you don't have any, that's something that I would be concerned about. One of my favorite songs ever, because it means so much to me, is by a band called, you've heard of The Who, of course you have if you're my age or somewhere around my age. And back in, was it the early to mid 70s, they put out this album called The Who by Numbers. And there's a song on side two, if you have the vinyl, which I have, it's called How Many Friends. And I just want to share, it goes, how many friends have I really got? You can count them on one hand. How many friends have I really got that love me, that want me, that'll take me as I am? Do you have that person? Please put it in the comments. Let me know. I'm here. I love you. I really hope you have that person. If you don't, I beg you to put your life's work into finding that friend. It is perhaps the most important thing you could ever do in your life. Till next time, Dr. Dave, microdose you. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, it's Dr. Dave coming back to you after the show. I really appreciate you being here. And if you could just do me one little favor before you go, it'll take you about 30 seconds of your time. Go onto your podcast platform and give us a rating and a review. It takes just a little bit of your time, and it really, really will help the show immensely. I'm trying to get the word out to people all over the world because so many people are struggling and they need help. And this is the way they're going to find out about us. So take a little bit of your time. Do it for us. I really appreciate you. Thanks so much.